What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
All right, let's roll. Level two. Bet your rage. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the busters, and everybody else in between. Throwing it down. Twisted Tuesday style. So we still have a lot of work to do here this evening. A lot of stuff to get to. A lot of stuff to get to that we haven't gotten to yet tonight, including tonight's poll question of the night. And get a lot of responses, actually. We're already up to 215 responses, and we threw this out less than an hour ago. Sports Rage late night poll question. You can always find me on Twitter, at Sports Rage. So the poll question is tonight, who would you rather sign right now if you were a National Football League team? Cam Newton? Or Colin Kaepernick? As Roger Goodell says, he encourages a National Football League team to sign Colin Kaepernick. And I believe that a National Football League team will sign Colin Kaepernick. You know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, et cetera, Colin Kaepernick could have helped some NFL football teams, but they did not want the negative publicity of having somebody who seemingly was protesting against the American flag. Well, times changed. Look, they put Muhammad Ali in jail. Now Muhammad Ali is one of the most beloved figures of all time, right? Time changes perceptions of people, and time changes, you know, things change, perceptions change, history changes. And history has changed from where we are 4 years ago, from where we are right now. It used to be an albatross in which it was like, man, even if I wanted to sign Kaepernick, I don't need people saying they're going to boycott us, and I don't need the negative attention. I don't need it. Now you get positive attention. You get positive attention. Whatever team signs Colin Kaepernick, number one, you get yourself a good backup quarterback. Number two, You're going to become a popular team with other players in the National Football League because you were the ones that signed Colin Kaepernick. It'll be better for your own locker room. It'll be better for your organization moving forward. Colin Kaepernick, I'm telling you right now, even if Colin Kaepernick was a backup quarterback in the NFL this year, he'll be the number one jersey seller in the National Football League. Sports Rage late night, bet your rage, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Sports Rage Late Night. I'm Morenci. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates, the loudest station in the nation, the Byline, and everybody else in between, wherever you are kicking it with us. Get on the grid at SportsGrid, SportsGrid.com. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsRage. I am your late night anger management professor, 844-843-6879. 844-843-6879. We'll go to the phone lines momentarily. I was just talking about the poll question that I threw out there. And listen, it's overwhelming, the response that we're getting. I don't know if I agree with the response, but this has been one of the stronger slanted poll questions that we've had before. And I ask, who would you rather sign right now? Who do you think helps an NFL football team more right now? Cam Newton or Colin Kaepernick? Cam Newton getting 77.9% of the vote from our listeners and Twitter followers right now. Kaepernick, 32 years old, 22.1%, 222 votes so far. So we have a little body of work here, and it's pretty strong, actually. And, you know, it's somewhat surprised, you know. I guess it didn't surprise me, but let me just say this, that I think that people are underestimating Colin Kaepernick a little bit. And I'm sure that a lot of people, and that's why I put their ages in the poll question, because I'm sure a lot of people didn't really realize. If you think, well, Kaepernick hasn't played in 4 years, and, you know, he must be old, and, you know, no. Colin Kaepernick's 32 years old. And, yeah, he hasn't played in 4 years. He hasn't been beat up in 4 years. For me, my money, I think Colin Kaepernick, there's more upside to signing Colin Kaepernick right now than there is to Cam Newton. Cam Newton still thinks he's a starter. Cam Newton wants to be paid big money. Cam Newton can't throw the football, and he can't run the ball anymore. And I'm a big Cam Newton fan. I think Colin Kaepernick, there's more upside. I'll disagree with the 77.9%. And as I stated, from a marketing standpoint, as I stated, I'm willing to bet money. If Colin Kaepernick signs with an NFL team, I'm willing to bet anybody. If you doubt like what I'm going to say now, I'll bet it. But, of course, for recreational purposes only. Void in Alaska and Hawaii. But I'm telling you right now, if Colin Kaepernick signs with an NFL football team, even if he doesn't throw a damn pass and he only plays in the preseason, and he will be the number one jersey selling, you know, marketed player in the NFL by far. He'll crush everybody. He's that popular. Whether he's popular to you tuning in right now, I don't think people realize it. And much like Muhammad Ali, the story wasn't over after he went to jail. And Colin Kaepernick didn't go to jail, but he went to sort of football jail. Colin Kaepernick has more left in him. I'm not saying that, ooh, he should be the starting quarterback of you know, the New York Jets right now or the New York Giants right now. But don't tell me that Colin Kaepernick's not better than Chad Henne. Don't tell me that Colin Kaepernick's not better than A.J. freaking McCarron. A.J. McCarron's terrible, all right? A.J. McCarron is terrible. And Cam Newton's pretty banged up. Colin Kaepernick's actually healthy. I'm telling you right now, Colin Kaepernick is going to get signed by an NFL team. And the teams I'm going to throw out there, the Houston Texans, perfect backup for Deshaun. Houston Texans, Kansas City Chiefs, man, with Mahomes and Andy Reid. Nice fit there. Some people are starting to think the Patriots are going to be in the mix and maybe surprise people. And it wouldn't shock me if Robert Kraft did that. So I personally believe that Kaepernick will be back in the National Football League. And you know what? Starting quarterbacks get hurt all the time. He's only 32. Don't tell me he's done. Oh, he hasn't played. He's done. He's 32 years old. All right, guys? Yeah, Drew Brees is like 42 years old right now. And I don't think people realize. We're going to go to the phone lines. So I just want to, you know, I want to stress this. If you look at Cam Newton, look at Colin Kaepernick's numbers. Guy's thrown for 72 touchdown passes and 30 interceptions. And, oh, yeah, he can also run. He can also run with the football as well. If you look at his rushing stats, you know, he's put up 415 yards, 524 yards, 639 yards, 256 yards in nine games. You know what I mean? Like, basically, if he plays 16 games, he's going to rush for over 500 yards for you. And he doesn't really turn the football over either. He's somewhat responsible with the football. And to me, thing is, Colin Kaepernick can still run. Even though he's 32, guys, if he takes off, he's not going to be easy to catch. And he's that fast already still. Cam Newton is beaten up. I like Cam Newton, but Cam Newton is more beat up. I think there's more upside with Colin Kaepernick right now. Big Card Julio steps up and in from Chicago, representing Chicago State. Chicago State in the house. And more. It's hard to keep up with Julio's bio. He's doing so much, including giving us hopefully some winners in the late night hours. What's going on, Julio?
In today's installment game of never judging a book by its cover, I'm in line at the sports book getting ready to place my Bundesliga bet when an elder black man's in front of me asking the sports book teller, I need LG Twins minus 1.5. Do you have LG Twins run line? Unfortunately, the book does not have KBO line. So you never know who you're going to spot that wants to place a bet on some Korean baseball. Today, it was an elder black man in Northwest Indiana wanting to play LG Twins. So I have to play it myself. I got to take the LG
just,
Twins.
Just for the record, tonight. Oh, we're in trouble. We're all on the LG Twins. And just for the record, to soften the awkwardness, you're not white, right? So, because otherwise,
I'm Puerto Rican, otherwise it would come here. Yes.
All right, exactly. So otherwise, it'd just be kind of like, yeah, I saw an elderly black man play. You know, I'm just saying, I understand where you're going with this, Julio. Hey, everyone's playing it. Everyone's playing it. I get it. But I was just like, yeah, just to throw it out there. Julio's not white, so I wanted to throw that out there for the listeners. All right, so what do you got for us, Julio?
I appreciate that, Gabe. EPL returns after a three-month layoff, and if people are going to play some English Premier League, I would err on the side of caution. Unlike the Bundesliga, which had over 5 weeks to prepare to get back to the season going, the EPL only had about 3 weeks. So they've got 3 weeks of training. They've got games every third or fourth day. So it's going to be a lot of tired legs. I would err on the side of caution. Plus, if I'm looking at stats from the Bundesliga and the other leagues across Europe once these seasons return, the home sides haven't favored well. After today's Bundesliga action, in 59 matches, only 14 wins for the home side since they've returned. That's 23% of home sides have won. Today, home sides went 3-1. So if you're going to play like a Man United or a Tottenham when they're home, again, 20% of this league. It not correlate English Premier League, but I would just on the side of caution with these matches, maybe doing some live. It's going to be fascinating. There's going to be lots of relegation battles, lots of top four finishes, watch a lot of European players. You know, being in the Champions League, being in the Europa League is huge. I would compare it to, say, UAB or Troy getting promoted to the SEC. You don't have to be good, but you make a lot of money when you're in those competitions. So tomorrow's a great example. Sheffield Wednesday in the EPL against Aston Villa. Sheffield United, their first season back in the English top flight. I like Sheffield United. Sheffield United money line at plus 120, over 2.5 goals at plus 110. Aston Villa having pulled out the season. Aston Villa's coach even has to tell his team, like, motivationally, everyone's written us off. When you have a manager telling that to his players, 9 times out of 10, the team's already been written off. So give me Sheffield United. I'd err on the side of caution tomorrow with Man City against Arsenal. City have dominated the recent series, but again, you don't know how these teams are going to fare after 3 months off. Plus, Arsenal's manager was the assistant at Man City. I'm taking under 3.5 goals in the match. And if you'd like some plus value, take anytime goal scorers, either Raheem Sterling or a couple other guys from Man City or Arsenal.
Julio laying it down. We don't want to run you, Julio, but the music is, the break is rapid fire. Listen, Julio, we got a spot for you in the late night hours. Whenever you're ready to share some picks with us, I look forward to talking basketball with you as well. Big Card Julio, Chicago, Sports Rage Late Night, at your rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Late night rolls on. I'm Renzi picking it. And your rage. A little midnight madness. East Coast, West Coast, wherever you are. We're kicking it at midnight at some point in time, aren't we? It's always happy hour somewhere. And don't forget Scotty Farrell shaking it up every night right here on the same very radio station. Scott Wetzel steps up and in the morning. You can catch us Game Time Decisions weekday at 6. And I look forward to having some games to make some game time decisions about. Once again, but we've been crushing it on the show, man. Cam Stewart's been on fire. He's been crushing NASCAR. We've been crushing the UFC. We gave an Xfinity Series win. Okay, Cam hit Daniel Berger at 70-1. Been a lot of nice wins actually on game time decisions. Been a pretty profitable watch and listen if you've been tuning in. So that's weekdays at 6 on these radio stations and various TV apps, including the biggest one in the world, Roku. You can check out all of our programming and watch us on Roku. You can watch us on Pluto, Zumo, Stir, and many other platforms. But nevertheless, all right, NBA basketball. We're talking about the Orlando plan. It's all starting to come together right now. The NBA is going to have two rows on the bench. First row, players and coaches, no mask required, but recommended the coaches wear masks. Second row, others, players and coaches must wear masks at all times unless you are an active player. All right. NBA refs will not be required to wear masks, sources say. Per NBA health and safety protocols for return, all players, team staff and guests will be required to certify in writing that they will adhere to all pre-arrival rules and league rules while on the NBA campus, reports Shams Charania. And Shams has been all over this. Failure to comply with protocols subjects to a player. Failure to comply with protocols subjects a player to potential discipline, such as a warning, fine, suspension, and or removal from the facility. Wow. They're not playing around. They're not playing around. And they also have created... The NBA has created an anonymous hotline to report potential violations of protocols in Orlando. They got a McGruff crime snitch line here. NBA protocol for positive corona test result. Enter immediate isolation, separate location, isolation housing. Retest to confirm positive. exit isolation after consecutive negative tests and return to activities. So that's going to be a problem, too. Once they start, guys, if, like, you know, Joel Embiid gets coronavirus, the Sixers aren't, can't say, well, can we wait 10 days to play or 2 weeks? No. You're going to have to go on without him. So this isn't, it's far from a perfect model, but it is what it is. The whole thought of the NBA players not playing and stuff, it's not really real. It's just Kyrie Irving stirring the pot. Kyrie Irving's now wants to start his own basketball league and stuff. And, you know, Kyrie, that's all good, bro. I don't even have a problem with that. But you know what would be a better idea to actually shut up right now? Honor your contract. You know the Brooklyn Nets, that team is paying you and making you rich right now? Honor your contract, play an NBA career, have all type of money, and then, you know what? How about you buy an NBA team? Like, that's where the power comes in ownership, right? You know, you're better off, like, starting a new league. Come on, bro. What the hell are you doing? You're better off actually being serious and saying, you know what, guys? Let's buy our own team. Put your money where your mouth is. You know, you've got a lot of money. You know, get your other buddies involved. Get your other buddies involved and throw in money. Buy an NBA team. You can have an influence. There's ways you can have an influence, but quitting the NBA and not playing and trying to start your own league, bro, it's, you know, it's not the hill you really want to die on, is it, Kyrie? Right now, really? All right, so our poll question, as I stated, Colin Kaepernick or Cam Newton. I'm surprised because nobody really even wants Cam Newton. But I'm telling you right now, and I should rephrase the poll question, and I said, who can help a team more? Who would you rather have? And it's 77%. You're saying Cam Newton. I should almost ask, who do you think is going to get signed first? I think Colin Kaepernick signed a deal before Cam Newton. I think things will work out for Cam, but he's going to have to wait until somebody gets hurt. I think somebody's going to bring Kaepernick in soon because they're not going to want to miss out on the marketing ability of Colin Kaepernick. Speaking of marketing ability, nobody's more marketable than our main man, Robin Vaughn, whose new nickname is Late Night Bob. Is Late Night Bob with us?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah.
How you doing, Late Night Bob? What's up, Bob? Bob
and Vaughn. Hey, nice to meet you, Gabe. You know I'm here for you. I took a nice nap before. And I did a thing today, too. I did my sports trivia. Came in. Soon Alisa came in my chat.
You were very happy to you the other night, huh?
Oh, I was going crazy. When I saw her, I was going crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She said she didn't want to play, but she just came in for me. See me.
It's pretty nice of her, huh? See, now you've got ladies coming.
Yes, I was shocked.
We've got no ladies watching the show right now. You have more women.
Where is she? She was in here last night.
She was around.
Remember?
She was around.
Lisa
is it, Bob? Just for people that people that don't know. So what, you host you do your own sports trivia on YouTube? Is that what you do?
Yeah, it's called Bobby Woodruff.
Bobby Woodruff.
But the other one is called Talking Sports with Bob from Vermont. You can get it either way.
All right, yeah, I like that name. Talking Sports with Bob from Vermont.
That's a great
handle. No, you're starting to get some energy in the late night hours here. I like it. So you take,
well,
you get a little rest before. Yeah.
I take a nap. I only work 4 hours a day. That's all I work. So I took a nap. So
not
I'm
bad,
backwards.
Now.
Like in the morning, I used to call you before work. Remember?
Yeah. We used to be able to tell us what for
I
lunch.
I used to give you the
lunch menu.
I used to give you the lunch menus all the time.
Yeah, I know. It's too bad. I miss the lunch menu, actually. I really
I
do.
Know.
I miss the lunch menu. You do great work, though, Bob, especially now. You know, in senior homes,
yeah,
they're a very dangerous place to be. Somebody's got to work.
You got to wear a mask.
You have been. You've
There's
been
no
on the front line
visitors.
This whole time.
Yeah, you can't.
No.
Yeah.
No visitors allowed.
Yeah.
So what, their
My
family can't visit?
My brother works at the hospital.
Their family can't visit them?
No, they can't have visitors. No visitors. Wow.
Yeah, that's too bad. 2020 sucks, huh, Bob?
Yes, it bites nutsacks. Yeah.
It sucks rocks.
Yeah.
That's what it does.
Yes,
it sucks. Hey, did you hear, Bob?
What?
I know, Bob, you're a big New York Giant fan. You see their kicker, Rojas? little hit and run?
Yeah, he's a dumbass. We should just get rid of his ass. We don't need him.
I got
we
it.
Do
I got to believe
him on our team. He stinks.
He's kicked his last football for the Giants. There's no way Joe Judge is going to put
up
with it.
I hope we get somebody better than him. You know what? We should get one of those players that play for the XFL, because those kickers really kick better than the NFL kickers. You know?
Yeah, you can give them a chance. Give them a chance.
Yeah,
you're right.
They did a lot. Yeah, I saw them. They kick better than NFL kickers. The NFL kickers miss it all the time. Especially Rojas. I can't stand him.
Hey, you know what? Rojas is all right. He's cost me. He's missed a kick here or there. Yet, I think what Rojas is, it's one thing to have a little driving incident. According to police reports, police believe Rojas was driving 100 miles an hour around 8 a.m. on Monday when he ran a red light, hit a pickup truck in an intersection. He was charged with hit and run, driving with a suspended license. They found him like down the road, walking on the side of the road. According to the police report, his hands, legs, and bare feet all had blood on them. Alcohol impairment is to believe been a factor in the crash. Yeah, he's a real piece of work. Yeah, you're done.
He's dumb as ass. Joe Judge. That's what he is, dumb as ass.
No. Yeah. What is with
you
the
don't
Giants?
Walk away from a crash like that.
DeAndre Baker got charged with, like, aggravated assault and, like, armed robbery a couple of months ago. The quarterback for the Giants. It's chaos, Bob.
Yeah,
what's going on?
I remember that.
What's going on? It's all hell's breaking loose here, Bob.
Yeah.
All hell. All
what about
breaking.
The NM baseball's coming back or no?
Yeah, I think baseball will be back in August, Bob.
In August? Oh, my God.
August. Yeah, in August.
I hope the NFL comes back soon, too.
Well, the NFL is going to come back in September. They're not coming back any sooner than that. That's when they start. Yeah, they start September the 10th. Not like the NFL.
Chronicles asked me, has Bob eaten any leftovers from the seniors?
Well, you don't eat the seniors' leftover food, do you?
No, I have not.
I thought
breakfast now.
That's our boy Chronicles in Los Angeles, our boy Crash. I thought he was going to ask you if you ate anything at the Fuzzy Grape. Did you eat a Fuzzy Grape?
No, I haven't been there for ages.
The Fuzzy. Yeah. I got to tell you, the gentleman,
like
the strip club scene's been affected, though, now, Bob. Drive-through only. Next time you go to the Fuzzy Grape, it's going to have to be drive-through. No more showers. Car wash now.
Yeah.
No more stripper showers. It's a stripper car wash. Bob,
I'm telling you, Frankie was hot, Benny.
Stay safe, Bob. Sports Rage late night. Giants Rojas kicked his last football. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Anger Management Class Sports Rage Late Night continues. Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, making it with you 6 nights a week. That's right. We pop it in 6 nights a week. We throw it down starting on Sunday nights. We throw it down throughout the rest of the week. We start at game time. Gins all the information over to Sports Grid or the local radio station you're listening on right now. All right. We're talking about Colin Kaepernick versus Cam Newton. And as I stated, the society has really changed a lot. And, you know, as I brought up before, he now is known and is beloved, right? Martin Luther King now is beloved. They were despised and jailed and, like, beaten and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, time changes perception. You know, history isn't written overnight. history isn't written overnight, and time changes perception, and the perceptions have totally changed right now. From before, nobody wanted to touch Colin Kaepernick, and nobody wanted to be associated with Black Lives Matter, at least corporate didn't want to be. Corporate America didn't want to be. They're going to look to cash in on it now. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and let's go through the teams, actually. And as we stated, from a marketing standpoint, it brings goodwill to your franchise. All right? You're going to sell a ton of jerseys as well. Like, literally, like, you know, 2 million jerseys or something. Like, as I stated, he'll be the number one jersey seller. He'll sell more jerseys than Tom Brady does. Like Colin Kaepernick, people are going to go crazy to support whatever team that he signs with, okay? Then you even get him on the field a bit. Even though he's the backup cornerback, you run a few packages for him, you mix him in. People are going to eat it up, especially in specific markets. It makes the National Football League look good. It really does. You know, they basically sabotage the guy. Now it's like goodwill. The NFL comes full circle. Jay-Z somehow comes out looking like a stud. And look, he's already back in the league. You see, look at the progress that we got. And, you know, there's a lot there. There's so many positives now about signing Colin Kaepernick. It's amazing because everything that we're saying would have been the exact opposite. Would have been like, what are you, insane? You're not selling any jerseys. People are going to burn jerseys like if you sign this guy. People aren't going to buy tickets. They're going to burn their season tickets if you sign this guy. It's completely different. It's completely different. I saw there was a poll the other day, and whatever, polls are all sort of shams, but there was a poll the other day. It said that 62% of Americans don't see the kneeling as an insult to the troops or the military, that they see it as a sign against police brutality. Right? Like, public opinion is different than it was 4 and 5 years ago, guys. All right. And as I stated, I'm not saying Colin Kaepernick is whatever is going to lead you a Super Bowl, but don't tell me that AJ McCarron is better than Colin Kaepernick. Don't tell me that Geno Smith is better than Colin Kaepernick. You know, we'll go down the list. You know, Matt Barkley's the backup quarterback. You think I want Matt Barkley and that racist jerk off Jake Fromm? I don't even know how that guy still has a job as a backup to Josh Allen, or I want Colin Kaepernick. Come on. It's not even a comparison for some of these stooge backup quarterbacks in a National Football League now. Now, when you get into him starting, that's another situation. But the thing is, if you look at almost every team last year, like just off the top of my head, almost every team last year, their quarterback essentially got hurt. Their quarterback essentially got hurt at some point. I know Josh Allen was out for like 3 weeks. I know Sam Darnold was out for like 7 or 8 weeks. Miami had a bunch of quarterbacks. All right, Lamar Jackson didn't get hurt. Big Ben Roethlisberger did get hurt. Baker Mayfield didn't get hurt. He just sucks anyways. Deshaun Watson didn't get hurt. Tennessee, Mariota didn't get hurt, but he got replaced. Indianapolis had a bunch of quarterbacks. Jacksonville, a bunch of quarterbacks. Mahomes got hurt, didn't play in 3-4 games. Matt Moore did. You hear what I'm saying? Like, we go down the list here of quarterbacks. Oh, yeah, Carson Wentz, Philadelphia. Aaron Rodgers didn't get hurt. Kirk Cousins made it through the season. Matt Stafford got hurt. They didn't win again. Drew Brees got hurt with New Orleans. Teddy Bridgewater played like 5 games. Carolina, there was a bunch of quarterbacks in Carolina last year. Cam Newton got hurt. Kyle Allen got hurt. They all got hurt. Will Greer got hurt. You know what I mean? They all got hurt. So almost like, I don't know, just right then and there, and I'm sure there's others, just saw, yeah, this guy missed a game, and that guy missed a game here, and that guy missed a game there. Basically, if you're a backup quarterback, you're probably still going to end up playing in like 2, 3, 4 football games. And if you're a backup quarterback on a good team, you're going to play in the preseason. You're going to play, you'll probably play like week 15 and 16 because your team's probably already clinched stuff. You know what I'm saying? So a guy could get hurt. Yeah, you can play a couple of games. Like I said, Kansas City Chiefs won a Super Bowl last year. Mahomes missed 3-4 games last year. I think it was 3 games that Matt Moore played in. Right? So you know, as I stated, Buffalo, Josh Allen missed 3-4 games last year. Sam Darnold missed 7-8 games last year. Big Ben Roethlisberger missed a million games last year, like almost all of them. Didn't he get hurt in like week 2 or something stupid like that? Like, we can go down the list, and it's not new every year. That's why, listen, if you're Cam Newton, you just sort of chill out. Like, Jameis Winston played it smartly. Winston has a bad reputation. People don't trust him. He signs with the Saints. Drew Brees probably retires at the end of the year, and then he's going to be in a good spot because I think the Saints will probably want to keep him. And then if not, like, how much football does Big Ben Roethlisberger have left in him? Like, Jameis Winston's only 25, 26. A big difference between being 25, and he's not beat up like Cam Newton is. Right? Cam Newton is damaged. That's the problem. Like, Cam, and I like Cam Newton, but the problem, and I can't repeat that enough. I'm a big Cam Newton fan, and I used to bet on him a lot. I had faith in him. But the fact of the matter is, one of the strengths of Cam Newton's game was his mobility and was the fact that he would just run linebackers over because he was bigger than them. Well, he's not doing that anymore because he'll get beat up. He'll get hurt. He's got bad knees. So he can't run. He's not running over anybody anymore. He's not fast enough to run past people anymore. He was fast, but it's a new league fast. It's not, you know what I mean? Like, the NFL has almost passed it by in a sense that you're not fast anymore. Lamar Jackson is fast. Kyler Murray is fast. You're just big and lumbering, and you're beat up, and you're 31, and you're like an old 31. So he's not mobile anymore. Number two, even when he was healthy in his prime, even like in his MVP form, he was never an accurate passer. He was never. Like, he used to throw the ball like 15 feet in the air and stuff. Like, he's got a cannon. He's got a bullet. He can, like, launch it and stuff. But he's not accurate at the best of times, this guy. Thirdly, he's got a bad shoulder now. So he doesn't even have a cannon anymore. So he doesn't have a cannon, and you're not accurate. It's not like, yeah, listen, you know what I mean? He doesn't really have, like, a lot of, like, he doesn't have a lot of velocity, but he's very accurate. Sort of like Tom Brady. Tom Brady can't really throw a good deep ball. It's going to be a lob and sort of a duck and stuff. But Brady can get the ball out fast still, and he can still make the quick throws. Cam Newton can't get the ball out fast and make quick throws because he's not accurate. So even on, like, a quick 12-yard hitch or something, Newton's going to sail the ball on a dude. And another thing is, you saw before with Cam Newton, he could get intercepted a lot because the ball was like a slow-arriving, just, like, gift. You know, the ball would just, like, hang in the air forever, and the DBs were just like an outfielder catching a pop fly. So there's just a bad combination. There's a bad combination for Cam Newton. It's too bad. He's a good guy. I think he's got a bad reputation for nothing. But he's the wrong guy at the wrong place at the wrong time right now, essentially. Yeah, and I think Colin Kaepernick is the right guy suddenly. Hard to believe how times have changed. But I think suddenly Colin Kaepernick's fortunes are about to change. And I don't believe that there are people, he's not going to want to play and stuff. He will. It gets into, listen, where can he compete to be a starting quarterback? And there's not a lot of places where he can't be on it. He needs to be a backup, and he needs to try to be back in the league and understand, bro, you're back in the NFL, you're 5-7 million a year, whatever, but you're up right now. And if a guy gets hurt, maybe your story continues. You know, look at Doug Flutie. He's got, you know, can't just be given to him. Like, I can be given one, I'm telling you. Colin Kaepernick better than Josh Allen? No. Is he better than Sam Darnold? Probably. Like, Sam Darnold is still proven. And there's more upside with Sam Darnold. You know what I mean? I'm not even starting to debate that you're going to replace him. The Dolphins have Tua, who's a young calling. So they don't need Kaepernick. So the only team in that division would be the New England Patriots, who I would have. The Baltimore Ravens have Lamar Jackson. They could use him as a backup. They got Ben Roethlisberger. He's near the end. But Kaepernick's not really the future answer. He's a future quarterback. You know, but it's interesting. He is a fit with Pittsburgh. Cleveland have Baker Mayfield. Cleveland's already a circus, man. Like, the last thing they need is Kaepernick in here, because Kaepernick would actually be more popular, and Baker Mayfield's not better than Colin Kaepernick. So, like, that, you know what I mean? That's a wash. And that's another thing, too. You got to bring him on a team where it's not going to be controversy. Like, if Colin Kaepernick's on the same team with Lamar Jackson, there's no controversy. You put Colin Kaepernick on the Jacksonville Jaguars, it's like he's clearly better than this loser Minshew guy, right? But the problem is, like, so we're just going through the teams here. Cincinnati just got Joe Burrow. Cleveland just spent big money and, like, draft pick on Baker Mayfield. Pittsburgh, all right, they need a backup quarterback. They're always looking for a backup quarterback. I think Houston's a good fit. A.J. McCarron sucks. Bill O'Brien's trying to, like, pretend that he really cares about Black Lives Matter and all this stuff. I think he's just doing it to be save his job and stay popular in the room. So he could put his money where his mouth is and bring Kaepernick in. I wouldn't write Tennessee off. No one's talking about the Tennessee Titans, actually. You know, they had Mariota there last year. He could sort of pair Tannehill and Kaepernick. That's not crazy. Indianapolis, they drafted Eason. They got Phillip Rivers. They just gave Rivers $25 million a year, two-year deal. Jacksonville, think what Jacksonville is. You could argue that Kaepernick is better than Minshew, but the problem is Jacksonville don't want to be good. Jacksonville want to get Trevor Lawrence. And then you ask yourself, do you want Colin Kaepernick or do you want Trevor Lawrence? I want Trevor Lawrence. Then you get into Kansas City. He's a good fit for Kansas City as a backup. He's not going to go to Denver. Vegas already have like 13 quarterbacks. Chargers already have Tyrod Taylor and Justin Herbert they just drafted. Philadelphia just drafted Jalen Hurts. They have Carson Wentz. Dallas have Dak Prescott and Andy Dalton. New York Giants just invested in Danny Dimes. The Washington Redskins just had a first-round pick on Dwayne Haskins. Green Bay Packers have Aaron Rodgers. Kirk Cousins has like a multi-year deal with the Minnesota Vikings. You go down the list, guys. There's no room for you here, Cap, right? You've got to be a backup somewhere. Cam Stewart brought up an interesting team today when he said the Arizona Cardinals he thought would be a nice fit for Kaepernick to be a backup. But I do believe that Colin Kaepernick will be back in the National Football League, and that's not something that I would have believed even a week ago. But, hey, times change, man. Fluid situation. Fluid situation. Sports Rage, late night. I am Renzi. Our poll question remains strong. Cam Newton, 77.5%. If you want Cam Newton over Colin Kaepernick, then your rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage late night. Shout out to Andrew McKinnis for joining us on the program with some late night Korean baseball picks. As let's recap what we're looking at tonight in the early morning hours. Depending on when you're joining us right now, you can get in on this, and there will be time for everybody to get in on these games. So Korean baseball. And I think we got a pretty good handle on it, actually. McKinnis did a great job of breaking it down. Ricky Sanders did a great job of breaking it down. The KT Wiz and the SK Wyverns seems to be the play of the night to go over the number. That's what all the hipsters that's what all the hipsters are looking at here. This game to go over the number. KT Wiz and the SK Wyverns to go over 10.5 runs. All right. So KT Wiz and the SK Wyverns over 10.5. LG Twins and the Eagles. I like this game to go under the number. I actually got it at under 10 earlier in the night. If you were tuning in to Game Time Decisions, it's now 9.5 over at FanDuel. We also think the LG Twins are going to cover the run and a half here. LG Twins and the Doosan Bears are also a popular moneyline parlay tonight. LG Twins minus 1.5 runs. We're going to go under the 9.5. I think the Lotte Giants at plus 158. The sprinkle. Giants plus 158 against the Heroes. Little live underdog in the early morning hours here. You can listen to Scott Wetzel and bet on some Korean baseball. Lotte Giants plus 158. The NC Dinos have just been monsters. You know, their money line is down 172 right now. That's not a bad proposition. You can lay the run and a half, but I think the Dinos are going to get it done here tonight. Minus 172. with the Dinos. And we talked about Doosan. Doosan's going to beat the Lions. Doosan and LG Twins are a nice money line parlay. Pays about plus 108, plus 109, plus 110 or so. Korean baseball action for you. Tomorrow night, we'll get into the RBC Heritage Golf. We crushed it last week. We'll crush Sports Rage late night. Got you on Game Time Decisions. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.